Farther Reaches of Human Nature, Part 8, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1967 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
That they finally just grate on me, and you just grate on my nerves. I speak here of the professional kind of greeter, hostess, the airline stewardess. I haven't said more than hello to and goodbye to an airline stewardess who is supposed to be professionally friendly with everybody on the whole darn plane. The relationship disturbs me. I just don't like it, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. It's a phony business, and I don't want any part of it. Politeness in such circumstances, yes, I certainly. And I'm glad that they smile rather than spitting at me. But it couldn't be called a relationship. It's not. Not in the sense that I've just been describing of the authentic friendship, the authentic love relationship. Now, and this is also true with all sorts of other people, salesmen. And the ones who profane the name of friendship and affection and so on, I seem to get more and more violent about these horrible, horrible creatures on the television, particularly. Somehow it's worse if you can see the oily smile. The man says, friends, it's a profanity to start with. Friends, take my word for it. Calling into question everything that means about honesty.
How do you define this word friendship, or a friend is someone who?
I'd say to this point in the discussion, I'd say a friend is someone who is truly need gratifying and whose needs you wanted to gratify, and in the good instance where in the love relationship, where it could be called that, where there is only one set of needs, where they've just melted together, so that the other person's needs are just as your needs, and the corn on the other person's foot hurts you just as much, or so on. Now, at a higher level, which I haven't, at the meta, at this theory Z level, at the transhumanistic level, it then something else happens, that it's possible for me to feel very friendly, as I do, is to count among my friends Abraham Lincoln, Socrates, Spinoza, Bergson, Whitehead. Very fond of Whitehead. I wish I would have met him. Very fond of him. Very fond of Spinoza. It's great affection for him, respect. Now, this is at another level where corresponding to love or admiration or respect for the being of the other person. I've called this love for the, be love for short, by contrast with other things. It could be said that I have love for William James, which I do. Very fond of William James. And it's happened sometimes I've talked about him in such an affectionate way that people ask me, did you know him? Yes. which I couldn't have. Now, this is, let me try to condense that. This could be in a little formula, you know, there's the one sentence thumbnail kind of thing. This can be love for because this is always for worth, for it's deserved. And this can be love for the be values, these values that I spoke about, as exemplified in the person, as incarnated, as actualized, made real in a particular person. And this, of course, can be without any reference to any feedback. That is, without, I can love Abraham Lincoln, although long dead, and I certainly, there's no partnership, no exchange. It's not a quid pro quo. I can't give him anything. Where our love relationships at the basic need level are two people building each other up, so to speak. Two people loving each other, respecting each other, making each other stronger, making each other more human, more fully human, growing each other. And it's true. It's